Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Big Willie 105.5, good morning. How you doing, Dimitri?
Live and dangerously local.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week in the River Talk stations, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430.
And now, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, the live version. Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5. All right here. If you'd like to call the show, I asked beautiful women to call in. No one has. We got a new phone system. And I know it's going to take a while for you to get used to it and think, oh, if I call Dimitri, what's going to happen? Well, nothing but good. The phone number, my personal phone number for the show, not personal, but here for the show, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. First time callers, especially welcomed. We have a line open. It's reserved for you. All right. So back to this post here, and then I'm going to disclose the information that we've received regarding this Nyam Kumi, and it is not flattering, I must tell you. She writes here, posting pictures of women's backs, feet, and bodies without consent is violating, objectifying, and creepy. Okay, for starters, she never asked me. This Nyam Kumi, who is a reporter for billionaire Bob. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he put her up to this, doing his dirty work for him. She never bothered to ask me, hey, Dimitri, did you get the consent of these people? She never asked. This is why we hate fake news. She's a reporter for this failed newspaper. She makes these outrageous accusations, didn't even bother to ask me. By the way, did you get consent? Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. I always do. Ask anyone at any event where I ever was taking pictures. I always ask first before I even take the camera out. She never bothered with that. Posting pictures of women's backs. I don't think there's anything wrong with a woman's back. Her feet, well, it just so happened it was the shoes and the feet happened to be in the shoes. There were like three pictures and of the... I think there were three pictures, and of the three, one was a guy with his green shoes. She says this is violating. Violating what? Objectifying. I still don't know what objectifying is, but I've never seen a pretty woman complaining about being objectified. The pretty ones never complain about objectified, and I don't even know what objectified is. And she says this is creepy. Taking pictures of beautiful women, I ask their permission. This is a public event. It's to raise money and awareness and everything else. Nothing. What's creepy about that? I'll tell you what's creepy. Some of the pictures that we now have about Nyam Kumi, that's what's creepy. Oh, yeah, we're getting there. And this post of hers, not to mention posting that a charity event intended to raise prostate cancer awareness for men, quote, attracted beautiful women, is a whole new level of messed up. Now, let me read this to you again. I kind of stumbled over part of it, and that's my fault. But the logic behind this escapes me. I'm going to read you this sentence again and help me understand what the hell is she even talking about. Not to mention posting that a charity event intended to raise prostate cancer awareness for men, quote, attracted beautiful women, end quote, is a whole new level of messed up. Why is that messed up? It's a charity event to raise awareness for cancer screening, and it attracted beautiful women. That's a whole new level of messed up. I as God is my witness, I don't understand the thinking of this at all. And then she brags in writing, your posts have been reported. You're both weird. Presumably both is in me and the Big Willie 1055. Although Big Willie could be weird, now that I think about it, but that's a different story. So I've been reported to who? The authorities? To management? Trying to deplatform me? Try to ruin my career? Reported to fail? What the hell does that even mean? She's supposed to be a reporter for billionaire Bob's failed newspaper, the Wheeling Unintelligencer. Is she supposed to be a reporter, for God's sake? And of course, all she is handles the propaganda for this ragtag group of Marxist misfits that hate Trump. So, Niam Kumi never bothered to ask, is any of this true? Just automatically assumed this is, you know, the way it is. That's journalism. That's her level of journalism. That's the newspaper's level of journalism. There it is. Didn't even bother to ask, because if she had asked, she would have learned the truth. She doesn't want the truth. This is all fake news. I know how Trump feels now. I really do. On a much smaller level, obviously. And then a lot of her friends and associates were piling on, objectifying, and this is disgusting. How dare you take pictures of beautiful women and post them and this, that, and the other. Unbelievable. By the way, when you take a look at those pictures, you will see that damn near every one of them was posing. Not all of them. Some were candid, but I mean, they were just lovely. Their smiles especially. But many of them were posing. Now, why do you think they were posing? So I could take pictures from my own private use? Speaking of creepy. No, of course not. Why the hell do you think anybody poses for a picture? It's a public event. I'm a public figure. I'm asking everybody and their brother, can I post this on Facebook, take pictures and post it on Facebook? Everybody said yes, except one guy. That was it. They were all quite happy. So, Niam Kumi. I don't recall ever meeting her, so I want to be fair here. The picture, the mugshot with her Facebook account, I'm assuming this is her. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I got to be honest. I'm assuming it's her. Again, in that Facebook exchange, I invited her to come on the program. I said to her that you can say anything you want. I will not interrupt you. And after you are done speaking, saying whatever it is you want to say, we can have a discussion, or if you want, you can leave. She rejected it. She never reached out to me with this post. I reached out to her, giving her essentially my show. Say, here's the microphone. Say anything you want. And if you don't want to interact with me afterward with any questions, fine, you can leave. It's in writing. You can see it for yourself. Go to the Big Willie 1055 Facebook page. Take a look at the comments. You'll see it. There it is, unless you deleted it. So, this is going to be awkward. I am not being judgmental about her looks if this is who it is. Now, on radio, it's what it looks like. That's why today, Facebook live stream, super important. Big Willie 1055. Follow that page. So this is the picture that's on her Facebook account. I don't know if that's her or not. I've had people say, and again, we do not know, but I've had people say, and I don't think they're being snarky. I think they're being genuinely sincere. I believe they were being sincere. They said, is that a dude or is that a woman? And I said, well, I don't know whose picture this is, but if it's Niam Kumi's picture, and on Twitter she says her pronouns are she and her and all that, then it's got to be a woman. But there were many people who were speculating, whether fairly or unfairly, that maybe, just maybe, she might be transitioning. I don't know. I am making no judgment here. Again, hey, stop that. I hate it when somebody comes into the studio and inadvertently hits one of my buttons. I hate it when that happens. Don't you? Thank you. So I don't know if she's transitioning or not, but I do know this. A lot of people with some very good skills when it comes to digging up stuff on the internet dug up some pictures about of Nyam Kumi. And they are jaw-dropping. Now, mind you, here's what she says about me. Posting pictures of women's backs, feet, and bodies without consent is violating, objectifying, and creepy, not to mention posting, you know, blah, 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 whole new level of messed up. All right, well, everybody's talk with you about that. On Facebook, speaking about objectifying women, this is a woman who attacked me now without even bothering to get my side. And she's a reporter for billionaire Bob for his failed Wheeling Unintelligencer newspaper. Her March 9 picture. And I have this here for our Facebook friends on Big Willie 105.5. Here's Nyam Kumi with a very coquettish pose, wearing a sweater, a bra, and panties. Oh, you don't believe me? Here. Tell me that's not a bra. Tell me those are panties. And how coquettish a pose can that possibly be? It doesn't get any more coquettish than that. And I know coquettish, let me tell you. This is the woman who says that I was objectifying women's backs, feet, and bodies without consent and this, that, and the other, and creepy, a whole new level of messed up. Meanwhile, she's the one posing in a bra and panties. But that's okay. Gets worse. If you look carefully, and we enlarge the picture here. If you look carefully right around there, for our Facebook friends, Big Willie 105.5, there's an empty beer can. Pabst. And here's the enlargement. So here you have this woman who never even bothered to get my side of it, posing very coquettish way, bra and panties. And behind her is an empty beer can, Pabst. But yeah, let's hear your moral outrage, Nyam. Let's hear your moral outrage. And it gets worse. And if you have young children listening, you need to turn this off because it's going to get really X-rated here. On her Twitter account, yes, we have people who were searching all over and found this on Twitter. Her picture on her Twitter account, this woman who attacked me for objectifying women, is once again wearing a white bra, except now she has her head back and her lips, and I swear to you, I'm not making this up, and I've got the picture. I will show this to you, but I got to tell you first. Again, if you have small kids listening, you got to turn off the radio. She has her mouth in almost a complete circle, the same type, and I swear to you, I'm not making this up. The same type of look that you can get with one of those blow-up dolls that you can buy at an adult bookstore. Those dolls always have the women's mouths in a great big circle. I don't know why, but they do. And in addition to that, with Nyam Kumi, with each hand, she is making circles. So it's like three circles right across here, and you can see that she's wearing her bra. And I'm going to show this to our Facebook friends here, Big Willie 105.5. This is the woman who says, I objectify women. Nice bra. How about that mouth? This is on her Twitter account where she says her pronouns. None of the women that I photographed looked like this. None of the women I photographed were wearing bras. Well, they might have been wearing bras, but they certainly weren't showing them. But here, this person who says that I'm creepy and I'm objectifying women. This is on her Twitter page. Her Twitter account. What those three circles are supposed to mean. God knows. I mean, that could be anybody's guess. The depravity is just off the chart. And by the way, her account is locked. So who knows what kind of secrets they have going on back there. Does that mouth look familiar? The women who I photographed didn't look like this, let me tell you. Didn't look like this at all. I wonder if Naomi's friends know about these.